Greetings, beloved ones. Welcome to this conversation about seeking the peace within. I'm going to talk with you for a short while about peace that lives inside you. And I want you to think of this as a meditation as well as a conversation, because I desire to help you vibrationally locate the place inside you that is peace. And to begin with, it's important to think about peace not as a feeling as much as a place. You have a place inside you that feels like a sanctuary. You have a place inside you because you're created as a soul that feels like a place to rest. You have a place inside you that feels like home. And what feels like home to you is not the same thing that will feel like home to someone else, because your own perception of the divine inside you is absolutely unique. It's tailor-made for your own soul and for your own embodied self. When you locate this place, the feeling is conveyed to your heart and to your mind that you can rest there, that there's nothing else that's needed. When you locate this place, you also feel something of being held in God. Being held, being embraced, being carried, resting, they're all different words for the experience of not having to do more, not having to be more, not having to go anywhere, not having to do anything else. So I want you to think about this as you listen to my words. Not a feeling, but a place. And what you need to do in order to come there, the single most important thing to do, is to let go of everything else in your consciousness that's creating turbulence, that's creating agitation. Now, for some, it may mean letting go of a particular feeling, maybe of irritability or of impatience. But for many of us, it involves letting go of everything, letting go of thinking, letting go of feeling, letting go of that whole layer of who you are, so that you can say to yourself, I'm breathing, I'm dropping down, I'm leaving this whole surface level of my being now and going beneath it to the place of peace. Sometimes it's easy to do this. Sometimes the consciousness can get used to the way of letting go. But sometimes, and this is the difficult part, you try to let go and to become, let's say, to become moved towards the place of peace. But in actuality, another part of you is holding on to the feelings that you think are holding on to you. This is a very important thing to know, that when you're seeking peace inside yourself, you need to know that there needs to be a willingness to let go of things that you are holding on to. You may be holding on to lack of forgiveness. You may be holding on to self-blame. You may be holding on to the feeling that you have to complete something with somebody or else something painful or bad will happen. You see, we think that feelings are holding on to us, but very often we are holding on to the feelings because we feel endangered, we feel they need to be resolved, we feel we need to solve something with our minds. So when you look for and when you desire to come home to a place of peace, let go of everything, all the thinking, all the needing to figure things out. And that's another specialty that we as human beings in a human experience get lost in, the feeling of necessity. I must figure this out. I must know what to say next. Well, maybe so. Maybe there's some conversation with somebody that's been difficult and you do need to know what to say next. But very often, The answer to the question of how do I deal with this difficult conversation or relationship, the answer to that doesn't come by thinking about it. It may come by not thinking about it. And even if you need to come back to thinking about it, your own sense of wisdom, your own connection with the deeper truth within you, will be greatly enhanced and greatly amplified by taking time out from figuring things out, from thinking about things. So for this minute, and as you're hearing me speak, try and let go of all the other thoughts you might have been having about this conversation, about the computer, about what you were doing before you arrived, about what you're going to do later today. Try and let go of all of it and listen to my voice carrying you deeper to a place of quiet, to a place that is home. It comes to me to explain it also this way. Those of you who enjoy music, and especially classical music, can relate to this, and some of you who have different musical tastes may also relate to it in a different way. Do you know when we listen to a piece of music, it moves us and it's got a lot of motion in it, and it has rhythm in it, and it carries us and we sing with it, or our body vibrates with it, and we go from phrase to phrase and section to section. And in the classical mode, when you come to the end of a piece of music, it drops down in a way that lets you know that it's the end. It's very pronounced. You go and you go and you go and you move and you move and you feel and you feel, and then something signals to you, yes, this is coming to an end. The music itself tells you that this is coming to an end. So you anticipate the ending of the music, and then you come to rest. It's at the end. That's another analogy, a metaphor for finding a place of rest, knowing that there's movement, 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 and then there's the sense of decreasing movement, and then the feeling of coming to an end of thinking about things, resting. And it's intuitive. It's not something you have to figure out. What you need to do is to be willing to let go of the things that are still moving, moving, moving. Here's another metaphor. We think of a lake, a quiet lake, a little ruffled on the surface, little breeze going on, peaceful lake, but there's still some breeze and motion on the surface. So if we look at the surface, it doesn't seem quite still. It looks like there are things happening because there are air currents creating little waves. So we think about the lake, and we think about going beneath the surface. The lake surface is our emotional life. The lake surface are all the thoughts, feelings that are passing through us all of the time. We think about going beneath the surface where there's stillness. There isn't air currents creating waves. There's just stillness. This is the place of home. The place where you don't need to do anymore. And you don't need to be anymore. You are resting in the arms of God. And you may not know. You may not feel a direct perception. Yes, I'm resting in the arms of God. You don't need to. That can come or it can come later. It's only that you know that there's a sense of rest. There's a sense of contentment, of peace. It doesn't have to have a name. It just has to have a quality. And I'm telling you that this is a place inside you. It's a place that corresponds to the vibration of your soul. And so when you get there, you feel at home because it is your home. It's already there. It's been prepared for you. It's waiting for you. Close your eyes as you listen to me for this last couple of minutes that I'm speaking, and let yourself think about going beneath the surface of a lake. dropping down. You don't drop down into emptiness. Stillness is not emptiness. Stillness is the gentleness of love, the gentleness of trust. It's not emptiness. It's a place of rest. So you drop down beneath the waves of your own consciousness and arrive at the place of quietness in love's embrace. Quietness in love's embrace. This is the place where God is holding you and you are held in the embrace of divine love. Some of you may wish to stay busy. Some of you may be afraid of feeling peaceful. It's a paradox, really. But in our contemporary world, and for a very long time now, many of us use busyness as a way of coping with feelings we would rather not be aware of. Many, many people do this. And so, for many people, there's a paradoxical fear of getting quiet, because the psyche knows that in getting quiet, one might necessarily feel the things that one has been postponing feeling through keeping busy. So if you are one of those who's afraid to be quiet and who's afraid to come to rest because you're afraid a difficult feeling is going to be waiting for you, then register that. Register your fear. Register your reluctance, and then you have a choice to make, whether you're going to deal with this fear of whatever the feeling is that's waiting for you now, or whether you'll deal with it later and continue with your coping in the way that you have. Just register it. So I'm breathing with you now, and I'm going to stop talking in a minute and invite you to speak with me about anything that's related to this subject that you have a question about, anything that you personally feel is important, is something that you've been struggling with, no matter how small it may seem. I invite you to share it with me and with us. All right, now we'll open up the line for your questions or comments. And if you don't have a microphone and you want to type in your question or comment, you can do that as well.
Hi everyone, this is Gordon speaking. Just want to remind you, if you do want to speak, you have a hand icon, and just click the hand and we'll see it here and we'll call your name. Okay, Johanna and Elijah, please speak.
I've been watching someone going through purification for the first time, and I wanted to ask you, who's spoken to me about this before, about the experience of when energy here coming up to be purified are unlike the daily energies we walk with every day, and how to stay in a place of peace as these energies are coming up into our consciousness to be released and healed. Would you like me to repeat the question?
No, just one part, Johanna. You said energies are coming up in another person, you mean?
Yes, I'm watching someone going through purification, really for the first time. And energies are coming up that are unlike the daily energies this person walks with. And I've identified them as purification energies. And I was wondering if you could speak to how to stay in a place of peacefulness inside, knowing that these energies are coming up for healing. They're not who you are, they are, but they're being released to be given back to God. How to do that. it's not me, it's someone I'm watching going through the purification process for the first time.
Oh, so you're asking about how that person can stay in a place of peace?
As these energies that are unlike their consciousness on a daily basis are coming up to be healed through their mind, how not to get caught in that repetitiveness of the purification process and stay anchored in a place of peace.
The preparation for purification, and with this person as well, has to do with the context in which they're holding the energies that are coming up. So we are speaking about, I mean, at the moment we're speaking about energies, but the true context for purification has to do with what this person or any person desires in relation to God. The place from which peace emerges is trust in the relationship with God to bring one through the process. So the anchor point has to be in the relationship with God. It can't just be that you or they are witnessing energies coming up. There has to be a preparation, like a foundation or a holding place, that allows for trust to take place, that purification exists as a divine process created by light. And even if someone doesn't understand what light is, they need to be able to feel that there's some goodness that's happening. Otherwise, emotions that come up that are not familiar create fear and sometimes panic. So the preparation for that has to be in the sense of one's own self as a soul and in the relationship with the desired relationship. It doesn't have to be perfectly conceived of or perfectly articulated, but there has to be something that allows the energies as they, or new experiences, to be held in trust in God. That's the only thing that can create peace.
Thank you. Beautifully expressed. Thank you.
Abrit's hand is raised. Abrit, would you like to go ahead?
Hi, Julie. In this process is what I was working with this morning, sharing with the dean. When I sleep, I often wake up exhausted, even after I've slept a long time, and just sad, tired, heavy, like an energy of despair. And so I work with it when I can, when I can, like this morning, and I pray. And I was articulating this experience to him, and he said, well, what does Julie say? And I thought about how one of the things I was telling him is about the feelings I had been experiencing, a deep love and connection with the people as I prayed for them on the ferry, when the response of light came through about the people who've lost their lives and their loved ones on the ferry in South Korea. Then it occurred to me that we've had another conversation about when I open my heart and my love in the desire to give love and to serve, I get caught up in the human level, and then I can't help because I'm just like them, so sad. And
do you have a question?
Yeah, I guess the question is, Then I came down to be watching the webinar, and Elijah comes down. And, you know, I can't always be in my bed in front of my altar with the light coming in and that place of peace, and I don't know how to manage it because the energies come into me from others, hit places inside myself throughout the day.
I can answer your question. I understand it has different parts, so I'm probably not going to be able to address all the parts, but this is my synthesis of all the parts put together. It's a progression to learn to separate from your emotional identity so that you can be in your soul identity. It's a progression. And the more attachment, the more intensity, the more energy that has been connected with either particular situations that may be difficult, or it could be, you know, most situations that are difficult, the more energy that has gone or is going in that direction of emotional awareness, the more difficult it is to locate a sense of peace. It's a current. And if it goes that way, then it doesn't easily go that way, because they're two different levels of your being. In fact, this place is not something that you ultimately have to pray to get to. That's not going to be the necessity of your life, that you have to be in a continual state of prayer on a conscious level. If that were so, you'd never have time to do anything else. You wouldn't be able to do anything. So the state of prayer and needing to actively intervene to separate yourself from your emotional life is only necessary right now, when the pull is very great, or when the intensity of energetic infiltration from elsewhere is great. But I assure you that this place of peace travels with you. It's a place. It's not something that you have to leave. What needs to be left is the identification with the emotional turbulence, and depending on how much turbulence there has been, or how much is still present, and how much you are attached to that level, it's more of an effort to then transfer your energy to a different level. So you have to be patient with this and be glad for the times that you can make that transfer, but also know that it's not meant to be that you need to be a continual state of active prayer, because, as I said, you wouldn't be able to do anything else. That prayer for identification, for immersion in your soul, that prayer becomes an unconscious prayer. And the more you truly want that, the more you truly desire to be living from your soul and not from your turbulent emotional life, the more the prayer becomes a silent prayer that goes on all the time, and the more then the place of peace can travel with you. So for now, there's not more to be done, because you need to take an active part in separating from the energetic pull that you're involved in. But you will be able to do this. And the more you can let go of emotions, the turbulent emotions, you don't have to let go of the loving emotions, the turbulent emotions or the turbulent energies, the more you can feel that wherever you are, you're home. Wherever you are, you're home.
Guy has written a question, which I'm going to read. Here's Guy's question. Hi, Julie. I truly appreciate you. I've been divorced for 4 years, yet it feels as though she keeps me on a string and I can't seem to cut it. The marriage ended due to multiple relationships she had outside the marriage. But she still insists I'm the one, the word one in quotes. I know I have to let it go, but I don't think I have grieved enough to get to my peaceful place. Sometimes I feel like I get there, but then it flips on its head. I want to let go, fully, and find my place of peace so I can move on. How do I find peace in the peaks as well as in the valleys?
Darling, I'm not sure what you mean by peaks, but I'm going to take a guess that you mean the variety of emotions you could feel about a relationship. I'm guessing that that's what you mean. You have mixed emotions, say, about this prior relationship, so that, or any relationship. You can write something else if that's not what you meant, and Gordon will read it to me. But I'm going to tell you the main response I have to your question, apart from this question of meaning. If a thought passes through your mind, like the one you stated, she keeps me on a string, she tells me I'm the only one, but let's just go with she keeps me on a string. You have to know, in your deepest sense of truth, that nobody keeps you on a string, that your attachment is the primary ingredient here, your attachment to something as to why you can't let go. And it's not something to be judgmental about, but you need to, as soon as you hear, or for, I'm speaking to anybody who has a thought like that, something is holding on to me that's preventing me from letting go. Something is holding on to me that's preventing me from changing. Something is holding on to me that's preventing me from growing. Any variation of that, which is attributing causality to something in a situation. It all comes down to the same thing. You need to reverse that perception, even if it looks 100% like it's the truth. It can't be the truth, because nothing can hold on to you without your consent. You are making a choice to remain attached, and the question is, what are you remaining attached to? Now, you say that you haven't grieved enough. I don't know if you've grieved enough or not, but you need to ask yourself, what is it in you that you need to grieve more about? And maybe in your grieving, you're holding on to something rather than letting go. You know, it's a very unique perception what holding on and what letting go is. For example, you say, or one can say, I'm not just speaking to you, I need to grieve more. That's a way of saying, I haven't experienced the depth of my sadness about losing this relationship, maybe so. Or, I haven't trusted God enough so that I can feel the depth of my pain because I'm afraid to feel the depth of my pain. That's another perception. Or, I need to grieve more because I want to stay connected with this relationship. So if I keep grieving and I keep thinking about it, then despite my desire to be free, I'm going to remain connected to the relationship. You see, it's a very subtle thing what it is that you're holding on to. And if you feel, or that you said, I need to grieve more, why do you need to grieve more? What is the reason you need to grieve more? And darling, this is the thing. You need to, without judgment, look at the place in yourself of your own attachment, because you are the one that needs to set yourself free. Your ex-partner does not need to do that. You need to do that. And if she is, let's say, instituting continual contact, or continual requests, or sometimes, as you know, in divorces or separations, it's hard to separate because one partner or another wants to stay in touch. Well, that may be the case. But still, you have to begin with what your attachment to what emotion is existing. Not what she feels, but what you feel. And if more physical separation is needed, maybe that's so. But you haven't gotten to the bottom of this yet because there's no string. The string is only your string. Your string. It can look like there's a string, but it's only your string. So take a look at that and see what you come up with when you try to honestly ask yourself, what is it you don't want to let go of? And I acknowledge, and this is for many people, that one can be holding on with one hand to something and letting go with the other. It's complicated. You can be holding on to a feeling and an attachment and desiring to be free at the same time. But in order to resolve that duality, you have to see what you're holding on to. Blessings. Anybody else have a comment or a question?
God just says thank you, Julie.
Namaste. Okay. Then I will say a closing prayer and hope to see you again next time. And I thank you for joining us at this time. Blessings. May all beings come to know the place of peace within them. May all come to know that their spiritual home lives within their very own selves, the place of rest, the place of sanctuary, the place of knowing one's oneness with God. Each one who lives in a body has this place of peace, waiting for them to locate, to find, and to live in. May all beings come to find peace within themselves. Amen.